Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birdcast, the official podcast of Wartburg Athletics. This is Trent Jackson, Sports Information Director, back with you. And my guest on episode number 10 is a Wartburg head men's golf coach and men's basketball assistant coach, Jason Staggy. Jason is in his sixth season this fall leading the men's golf team, so we talked about that a bit before chatting about his roots growing up as a multi-sport athlete in nearby Fredericksburg. You know, his family ties to Wartburg along with his experience as a knight, as a student athlete, and as a coach. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, welcome back to the Birdcast. On today's episode, I have with me a 2016 Wartburg Hall of Famer, our head men's golf coach and assistant men's basketball coach, Jason Staggy. Coach, thanks for your time. How are you?
Absolutely, doing well. Looking forward to what we have going on here today, and looking forward to hopefully providing some insight here to my history with Wartburg and you know, the programs that I'm involved with as well.
Cool. So this fall, you're now in your sixth season at the helm of the men's golf program. Couple meets into your schedule. How's everything going so far?
Yeah, it's been a good fall so far for us. It's been an interesting fall during the times that we are currently. And so we've been learning a lot more about our team. You know, we're really excited about the returning guys that we have. We're also really excited about the incoming guys that we have, the freshmen, the new guys to our program that we think add a lot to our program in terms of quality of golf and also depth to our roster too. So we're kind of learning on a daily basis, on a weekly basis with everything going on. And you know, had our fall invite or a fall shootout that we hosted, which was good for us to see our guys in competition and play some other teams as well. And then also had another meet that was supposed to be 18 holes that was shortened to 9 holes due to rain. So it's been a unique fall for us, and just trying to see our guys play as much as they can and learn as much as we can about all the guys in our program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already touched on some of the things that I had written down, but you know, unfortunately, 2020 spring season was obviously canceled, which is the conference schedule for American Rivers Conference. So, and then, you know, this last one was rain, but you've had the other hurdles to navigate with COVID and whatnot. So, you know, what's sort of the approach or mindset in the fall season?
Yeah, you know, yeah, the fall is more about us getting experience for our guys, getting a chance to play in competition. You know, we've had some guys that haven't been able to play, have been out, and so, you know, just learning as much as we can about, you know, kind of our roster heading into the spring and, you know, how guys are playing. Obviously, this fall doesn't necessarily correlate to the spring, but it gives us a good idea of where guys are at currently and gives us a chance to learn more about our roster. So we just want to have a chance to compete and to play, which is the most important thing for us this fall, and so that way we can you know, make good decisions for the spring season and our roster for the spring too.
All right. And the Knights are back in action this weekend at the Central Invite in Pelas, so fans can tune into the Wartburg Athletics website and social media to stay updated and tuned with that. All right, well, let's get to know you, Coach, growing up in nearby Fredericksburg. Just tell me about your sport background and maybe some of your earliest memories of Wartburg.
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town, a town of around 1,000 people at the time. It's less than that now. And the school district has since consolidated since I graduated back in 2002. And so, you know, growing up, I kind of was around all sports at the time. All sports, I say, in the regard, we didn't have wrestling, we didn't have cross country, we didn't have some of the other sports that we do here at Wartburg. So basically the guys were, you know, we had fall football, we had basketball during the winter, we had track and golf during the spring, and then we had baseball during the summer. And so, you know, I grew up playing and being involved with all sports. And so that was something that I really enjoyed. And all my buddies did it as well. And so, you know, I got to, you know, all my teammates were playing every single sport and all my buddies were too. And so that's pretty unique from a small school standpoint. But also, you didn't have the specialization that you do at the larger schools nowadays. And that's more prevalent today. So I grew up playing all sports and I have a passion for a lot of different sports. Obviously, being our assistant men's basketball coach and head men's golf coach, those are two sports that I'm extremely passionate about and, you know, want to continue to learn and continue to get better for our programs with.
And then, so obviously you chose basketball. What led you to that, and then why did you choose Wartburg?
Yeah, so I would say basketball is my best sport. I had success in football. I actually didn't play golf in high school because my high school coach, that was the head coach of my football team and assistant basketball coach and head baseball coach, he was also our athletic director. He had told me if I wanted to play those other sports that I was going to run track, so that kind of limited my options for the spring. Yeah. I wanted to play golf, but I was better served running track at that time and preparing myself for some of the other sports that I was involved with too. And out of high school, I was recruited a little bit to play a couple different sports, but I felt that basketball was the best chance for me to be successful. And I have a little bit of a history with Wartburg. My mom actually attended Wartburg, and my brother was here, was a junior at Wartburg when I was a senior in high school. And so that actually led me to not really wanting to consider Wartburg as much, just because it was close to my hometown and I had a lot of connections to it. And I think a lot of people just kind of assumed I was going to go to Wartburg. And I actually looked at a lot of the Iowa Conference schools at the time, the American Rivers Conference schools now, and visited a lot of different ones. And, when I went through the process, I actually found that a lot of the signs were pointing to me attending Wartburg, and the things that I was like, I'm not going to choose Wartburg because of these reasons. It just felt like a natural fit for me academically and athletically, and had a good relationship with players on the team at the time that are still really good friends of mine now, and also the coaching staff at the time. And so as much as I kind of want to find reasons to maybe not attend Wartburg, all the things that I wanted in a school, Wartburg had to offer. And so it was a natural fit for me at the time, and obviously one that has been a great decision for me as well.
Right. And then throughout your time as a student athlete, part of successful teams every season, conference champions in 05 and 06, what was it about those teams that made you guys successful?
I think that our teams at those times, we had really good camaraderie on our teams. We had really good team chemistry. And I think we all bought into the same things, wanting to win, wanting to play a team game, being concerned about what our team was doing first. And so I was fortunate to play with a lot of guys that, we were all in the same wavelength there. And so they were some special groups, and to have teams that won 20 games or more in three straight years and win back-to-back conference championships and just be a part of a lot of big games during that time was some really good memories that I have, obviously, in those days. And but also, I think the cool thing about Wartburg at that time, the All-Sports Trophy was kind of starting when I was coming into college, and Wartburg's been fortunate enough to win that the last 17 years. And one of those years, during my college career, Wartburg actually, I think, won, it was 10 or 11 of the conference titles at that time, which there was only 17 for the sports at that time. So, that's a big chunk of success that Wartburg had. And so it was cool to have, student athletes that, were really successful across the board with all of our athletic teams at that time.
Right. And then you were also part of a unique experience your senior year. If I'm not mistaken, you're part of the last game inside of old Knights Gym. What do you remember about that game? And just share with our listeners kind of the atmosphere of that arena.
Yeah, Old Knights Gym was such a unique environment atmosphere. We have really good support for our athletic programs here at Wartburg. We had really good student turnout for all of our games and community support as well. And Old Knights Gym had the upper balcony in it, and it had the lower bowl kind of. And it was such a good home court advantage for us, and such a good home court atmosphere for us as well. And it was special playing in Knights Gym. We love Levick Arena, which we have now. It's a different atmosphere than it was. It's a different setup than it was for Knights Gym. And so, our students were always into the games. Our fans were always into the games. And so I just remember, all of the support that we had during those games and the turnout that we had that was really special during that time. And, to be want to be playing in the last game those in Knights Gym was special. And, we wish we would have maybe finished things a little bit differently than we did with Old Knights Gym. But, we had a great run and a lot of memorable games in that gym.
And pretty cool now. We're sitting in the Hall of Fame room here on campus. Your foot is on the floor of Old Knights Gym, so that's pretty cool as well. All right, so let's move on from your playing career. You graduated in 06, and then you kind of never really left. So what was the path after graduating?
Yeah, right out of college, I accepted a job with Pella Windows in Pella, Iowa, and started working as a department manager down there, and really enjoyed my time down there, but just kind of missed being around the athletic side of things, and decided that I wanted to get back into coaching and get my master's degree and pursue that as well. And so after working in Pella for 5.5 months, I moved back and started grad classes in January of, it would have been 2007, at UNI, and doing my master's there in physical education, pedagogy. And with that, I started helping out and getting involved with our basketball program on a different basis than it was previously. And so I got to see the coaching side of things and learn from Coach Paith on a different grounds than I did as a player. And then Coach Drake, who was the assistant at the time, was great for me and my development as well. And helped out for a couple of years, and then I accepted a job in our admissions office and worked in that admissions office while also helping coach for a couple of years. And then moved into a more full-time role from a basketball standpoint in 2010, and have now been there for, this will be my 11th year as our assistant basketball coach, and now 6th year as our head men's golf coach. And so kind of a unique path towards that, but just really after college, you know, got away from the athletic side of things for a little bit and decided that I wanted to get back into it so I could help affect kids, student athletes, like, you know, I had the experience that I did. So that was the reason I really wanted to get back involved with it.
Yeah. And you have, we have several of Wartburg alumni on coaching staff throughout many of our teams here. But for you, what do you appreciate or value about, you know, having a chance to lead some of those student athletes that are going through similar experiences that you had here at the same place?
Well, I see student athletes that come in, and, you know, maybe some are looking for more direction than others, and just need a little bit of support and guidance. And, you know, I think that each situation is unique, which is really cool, because not everybody's coming from the same backgrounds, not everybody's coming from, the same experiences growing up. And so just getting a chance to, you know, also have new experiences for myself, but also help shape the, you know, the careers that they have here at Wartburg academically and athletically is what's really unique.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, or what's your approach when, like, for example, in basketball, when you're teaching some of the guys, do you sort of think back to, you know, what you were thinking at that point?
Yeah,
when you were a student, when you were in their shoes?
I think it's always a little bit kind of funny for me now, because I always say to Coach Paith, I said, I never did that when I was a player. And I chuckle about that because I know I definitely did. But having those experiences and competing in practice and in games, and from a golf side of things, obviously learning more about myself on the golf course and my experiences there, that's been good, because I feel like I have a little bit better perception of things now. And so just, you know, using my experiences to help guys through, you know, maybe challenging times or situations in practice, whatever it might be, but also, you know, using what I've learned from our coaching staff and the great coaches that I've been around, and not just basketball coaches here at Wartburg, it's been all the coaches. I know that you look up and down the coaching staffs on campus, and you have Coach Newsom, who's been here for 25 plus years, and Coach Keller, who's been here a long time, and Coach Paith, who's in his 24th year, coming up as well. And so coaches have been here a long time. Coach Holst, you know, up and down the list. And so just getting a chance to bounce ideas off them and learn from them on a daily basis has helped, you know, influence how I approach things with our guys and our programs.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you were a successful player as a student athlete here. Your name is still, you know, up in the leaderboards and the record books. But and I know you have been around you guys a little bit. I know you and Coach Paith are pretty approachable, and you guys, student athletes, get along really well. Are there any funny stories of maybe some guys of late that have kind of passed in you in their record books? Do you guys kind of tease each other with that stuff?
Yeah, you know, our basketball guys, in that regard, we've had some really good players. And, you know, as they were approaching some of those milestones or some of those records that they ended up having, obviously I told them, I said, I want you guys to pass me, because that means our teams, you know, are having success, we're having good teams. We made it to the NCAA tournament here a few years back, and it kind of funny, one guy that passed me on the three-point list, Cam Kickbush, I used to always challenge him after practice, you know, in his first and second year, we'd do some three-point shooting contests, and I said, I learned really quick that in his third and fourth year, I wasn't going to challenge him because I couldn't beat him anymore. So that was one that I always give him a hard time about, and he still chuckles to this day about, but I learned my lesson real quick, and I decided that I wasn't going to put myself through that because I knew I couldn't beat him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already alluded to some of the leaders on the coaching staff that we have here, the guys that have been here a while, and you know, not every coach can say that they're able to work alongside their coach that you had as a student athlete in Coach Bathe. What have you learned from as him, and what's it like to be a colleague of his now?
Yeah, you know, it's different being a player because you have the player-coach relationship, but then now being a colleague of his, you know, the things that I've learned from him are immeasurable for me. You know, just the approach, you know, how to, you know, handle a program, how to deal with players, every aspect of the program. You know, that's something being a colleague now, he's given me more ownership now of, which has been great for my development as a coach, and which has helped me, you know, in the golf side of things too. Obviously different sports and different ways to approach things, but also there's common grounds in terms of practice and how you want to commit to things and how you organize things within your program as well. And so he's been unbelievable for my development, you know, as a coach. And so definitely as a player, you know, you always see the coach and it feels like they're being hard on you at times, but obviously I knew that he had my best interests in mind when it came to that. And so to accept coaching like that, you know, it only made me better, and that helps, you know, when I'm also working with our players and our guys on both programs. You know, that's something we talk about. Obviously, if we're not pointing things out, then the player should be concerned. If you're pointing things out and wanting to make improvements, obviously that's what we have as their best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm. So yourself, Coach Amesbury, our women's basketball coach, pretty much the podcast veterans at this point, so I know you'd be a good one. And quick plug for you, tell me about the Two Putt podcast.
Something a couple of college buddies and I have started. We obviously are all passionate about the game of golf. It's something that we've had some unique guests on. It's something we've learned from some different people that, you know, have maybe been involved with professional golfers, have tried to play professionally. We had recently here a guy on that's played every single course in the state of Iowa. I think it's 391 or two of them. And so just, you know, unique experiences. And something that we like to talk about. You know, we talk about the tournaments coming up. We recap things like that. So it's been fun. Something during the quarantine that we got kind of involved with, you know, to take action on, because golf was one of the only things that was kind of going on there for a while too as well. So it's been fun getting to meet some new people, some people that I'd never met in my life, and that they've jumped on the podcast and been really, really good guests as well. And so, yeah, I've been kind of getting used to this podcast thing. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I want to mention that, I think that probably speaks volumes to your Warburg experience, correct? That you're doing that with some of your, were they college, the basketball teammates of yours?
Yeah, I had a couple. Actually, the one played golf his senior year as well. And so we've all got together during the summers and played golf. And so there's been a correlation there. But we were all members of the basketball program as well. And so, you know, the thing that, when you're in college programs and you're in athletics, some of your closest friends to this day still remain your college athletes that you've, you know, your college teammates that you've been through, you know, practices with and games with, and the ups and downs of being a college student and everything that goes along with it. And so you form a unique bond and a unique relationship that I think carries on. And we were all in each other's weddings as well, and so we've been good friends to this day. And I'm still good friends with some of my high school buddies, but after you get to college, you kind of, you know, they choose their separate routes as well. And so you become pretty close to your college friends. That's been something that we've really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob has some interesting perspective on your golf game in one of his latest podcast appearances. Can you confirm you got a golf club stuck in a tree?
I did. That was back before I was even on our coaching staff Full-time. So that was back in my younger days. I said I feel like I'm a lot more even keeled now, and you know, put things into perspective better. And so, yeah, it's not a prouder moment, or it's not a proud moment of mine, but we all have our times where we do things that we regret immediately after. And yeah, I did have a club that was once stuck in a tree, and like Coach Amesbury said, it might have still been stuck up there a while later. I didn't bother getting it. So but yeah, we, you know, Coach Amesbury and some of the other coaches we played a lot of golf with, and it's been a good way for us to, you get away from the athletic office side of things, but also be around our colleagues and, you know, develop a different side of the relationship there.
For sure. All right, well, let's wrap up with some quick hitters. Who were or was your sports hero growing up?
Well, I grew up in the era of Michael Jordan being very prevalent and being a basketball fan. Michael Jordan was the one there. On the golf side of things, Tiger Woods is kind of the name that, you know, is still relevant and has changed the game of golf forever. And you see the younger generation on the golf side of things that, you know, they grew up idolizing Tiger, and now they're playing with Tiger and the different perspectives they have. And so I would say that those two guys were, I was big fans of those two growing up when I was following sports.
Sounds right. I think MJ was another answer on several other episodes, so it makes sense. What's the best advice you've ever received?
Yeah, you know, I was told just to be yourself, you know, when it comes to A, recruiting, B, coaching, in every aspect. You know, people see through the phony side of things, you know, when it comes to recruiting and how you handle your program. And so just be yourself, and I try to take that approach with my guys and everyone in our program. I want them to see me as not only their coach, but someone that they can come to for other questions that they might have, whether it's academically or anything else. And so just to be who you are, and, you know, I think people really see the value in that.
For sure. Any favorite Wartburg memories that stand out above the rest?
There's a lot. Growing up, I came down to some Wartburg games, and so I had some exposure there. I remember my cousin played football here, and I remember coming down to a playoff game where they were undefeated, and I think it was Pac Lutheran that they played in the postseason in the football playoffs. And so I remember coming down to that game and being around the environment. My freshman year, I remember Coach Willis, if he listens to this, probably won't be too happy about this, but Freddie Jackson, who played for Cohen in the NFL, I remember our freshman year, we played him for homecoming, and we showed up early just so we could be there during warm-ups and maybe be giving him a little good ribbing during the game. And he returned the opening kickoff, and so that was one moment that stuck out my mind there. And then, you know, a lot of, obviously basketball memories. Some of the best times were supporting my fellow student athletes. I remember going out and supporting some of our golfers and following them around, and it was in a rain, and we walked out there from the house that was nearby, and just out followed around some of our buddies. And so I think those are all special memories that we have. And, you know, post-graduation, your relationships are different, and your impact is different. And so now I see a totally different side of things, and it's been special being on all different sides of it, going through, coming up and seeing Wartburg, being a student athlete here on campus, and then now working and being employed by Wartburg and having that relationship. So most recently, obviously, making it to the NCAA tournament with our group here a few years back, and making it to the Sweet 16 was special to play there. And then from the golf side of things, my first year we got second in the conference and had a chance to win the league. And I think that we're in a direction where we're getting back to being a lot more competitive. And I'm really excited about what we can do from the golf side of things too. So just seeing kind of the progression over the years. And I laugh when I say that I've been out of college now for 14 years, 15 years. So it's crazy how fast time flies with that.
All right. Well, thanks again for your time, Coach, and good luck the rest of the fall golf season.
Appreciate it, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for tuning into the Birdcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please do us a favor with a retweet at Wartburg Knights on Twitter or a share on Facebook. Check out the official Wartburg Athletics website at go-knights.net for all the up-to-date news and information, where you'll also find the latest podcast posted.